أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وعن سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ وقال التابعي الجليل سيدنا حسن البصري رحمه الله إنما أنت أيام فإذا ذهب يوم ذهب بعضك وبعد Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah on the most precious gift of Iman and Islam, the sole and only means of a good life in this world and everlasting, increasingly enjoyable favors in the Akhirah forever and ever, the beauty of a mu'min entering Jannah is that those favors are for eternity. There will be no impediments, there will be no sickness, there will be nothing to deprive a person of those favors. A person will not get bored and want to be taken out of Jannah, out of boredom. لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. No death will come to a person, and no person will be expelled from Jannah. So this is based on Iman, أَعْمَالِ صَالِحَةً, and being in the Ummah of Allah's Habib, Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the huquq and rights that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoys over us is reverence, veneration and respect to the Ahlul Bayt, the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as every single sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So giving honor and genuine respect from our hearts to every single sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a means of giving honor and respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for they were the fruits of the efforts of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another favor of Allah ta'ala that every one of us sitting here enjoy is the ni'mah of life, these precious moments, these precious breaths that Allah ta'ala has given to us. On the day of Qiyamah, as soon as we are brought back to life, there will be various stages of differing levels of questions. The ultimate is the hisab, the accountability of standing in the court of Allah Ta'ala to account for everything that we had done in this earthly life, that is the testing ground. But immediately on being brought back to life, one's feet will not even be able to move away from the place of hisab and reckoning, or from resurrection, when already five very important questions will be posed to a person. One is regarding our lifespans. The life Allah had given to you, whatever amount it is extremely short in comparison to the eternity of the hereafter, which is the real life that we make an effort for in this dunya. So in what pursuits did you spend your life, the moments in your life, how did you utilize it? Second, a question about a special part of our lives, your youthful years, in what did you expire it? Then two questions pertaining to wealth. What were the means by which you earned your wealth? Was it halal or not? A fourth question also pertaining to wealth. In which avenues did you spend that ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala had given to you in this form? Was it squandered in haram? Was the miserliness? Was the rights of that wealth fulfilled? A person cannot say, it is my money, I can do what I want with it. It is an amana, it is a trust that is with us temporarily. It will not stay with us forever. Either a person loses it, or if not, a person dies and leaves it all behind. And last question regarding the knowledge of deen, that which we had learned, whether in madrasa, whether in bayans, etc. To what extent did you put the knowledge that you had to practice? A specific question about that. So we learn that in two of these questions, our lifespan and youthful years, a great ni'mah that we enjoy is precious time. Many of us may have more free time available in these days than normal, and even so, to fill our lives with an abundance of goodness. A very great alim of this ummah, Imam Muhammad bin Salima rahimahullah azza wa jal, his students attest to the fact that we never saw him squandering even a single minute of his life. Whenever you came to him, there was some or the other beneficial action. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, dhikr of Allah, imparting knowledge of deen. So much so, subhanallah, one of his students summarized it so beautifully. He said, if you had to tell him that tomorrow you are going to die, then we know a person will try and fill up those last moments with as much good as possible. He said, if you are going to tell him that you are going to die soon, his life was already structured, his time management was such that he would not be able to do any more good than he was doing, because every moment was filled with goodness. And not surprisingly then, that he, Allah Ta'ala, had blessed him that when death came to him, he was in one of the most noble actions. He passed away while in salah. So to value, appreciate this great ni'mah of time which Allah Ta'ala has given to us, it is so precious, so extremely important. We know that for any of us, we cannot take qasam except on Allah Azza wa Jal himself. But Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Azim, to show the importance of certain aspects of his creation, takes a qasam. They are actually the manifestation of Allah's greatness, because Allah is the maker of them. So in the surah recited in the opening khutbah, a great surah that Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala says, if there was nothing else revealed of the Quran except Suratul Asr, would have sufficed for the guidance of humanity. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, when they would meet habitually, they would initially read Surah Al-Asr to each other as a form of a reminder of concise advice. Now in this surah, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on time, on the oath of time. Verily, humanity by and large are at a great loss, with the exception of four categories: those who have brought faith and filled their lives with amali saliha. Very important that a person after the coming of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the fold of Islam in order to gain salvation for eternity in the hereafter and enter Jannah. A person has to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final and greatest of messengers. So those who have iman, fill their lives with acts of piety and goodness, emphasize to each other the haqq and the truth. And in establishing that haqq and truth, there will be challenges, difficulties. They strongly advise each other to remain steadfast with patience under all conditions. Those are those who are excluded from squandering and wasting their lives away. In this regard, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. Two favors of Allah Ta'ala are such that a person is at a great loss regarding them by and large. Subhanallah, the beauty of the Arabic word. A person who is a trader, a businessman, will understand this beautifully. The two favors are such that people are at a great loss. The word used is ghaban. What does ghaban mean? That when you go and purchase an item, you purchase it at far higher than market value, it is a loss incurred. Or that when you sell an item, you sell it far below the general price, far below market value, it will be said that that person has incurred a great loss. So these two favors, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that most people are at a great loss regarding them, do not take the maximum benefit from them. When they are gone and they never return, then we have regrets. And these two are good health and free time. The body, bodily strength, Allah Ta'ala has given a person great ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala. Free time that a person can utilize and fill up with goodness was squandered, was wasted, never ever to come back again. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the great ulama of fiqh in this ummah, whom Allah Ta'ala has accepted his deriving of injunctions so much that adherents of the Shafi'i madhab hafidhahumullah derive immensely from his knowledge. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala says that I had stayed in the company of the Sufiya Ikram, and if nothing else, there are two statements of theirs from which I have derived great benefit. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says regarding the statement of Imam Shafi rahimahullah, he says, what a beautiful and what a concise statement. So Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala says, I have stayed in the company of great and many, many pious people of the Salihin. And there are two words which has benefited me tremendously from their company, if nothing else. One is they would say, Al-waqtu sayfun illam taqta'ahu yaqta'aka. Regarding our topic of discussion, that time, free time, is like a sword. If you do not use it to cut, ultimately it will cut you. If we do not fill our lives with good deeds, fill every moment with some or the other beneficial action, it will cut away from you, involve you in wrong things. And he says, وَنَفْسُكَ إِن لَمْ تُشْغِلْهُ بِالْحَقِّ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Your nafs, your inner self, if you do not occupy it and keep it busy with good deeds, with actions of haqq, with the company of the salihin, being in the masajid, consistency in salah, if you do not fill and engross your inner self with good deeds, ultimately it will, its natural disposition, it will take you towards batil, towards falsehood, towards sin, towards haram gatherings. So let us value, appreciate every moment of our lives. There is one great compilation in the jurisprudence of Hanafi fiqh. It is known, this book is known as Al-Mabsut. Allama Shamsuddin As-Saraqsi rahimahullah is his compiler. Amazing how they valued and appreciated every moment, every opportunity. Many great compilations happened by the great ulama of this ummah while imprisoned under extremely difficult circumstances. Our own country, a glorious history of those who were brought to the Cape initially as slaves, the general public, but a number of ulama were brought as political prisoners because they were waging jihad in Indonesia against Dutch colonialism and oppression. Many, many great ulama, Sheikh Yusuf from the island of Makassar, a household name in the history of Islam in Indonesia up to this day, amongst the earliest ones in 1694. Another great alim, Tuan Guru Qadi Abdullah bin Abdul Salam, was engaged in jihad against the Dutch, was brought as a political prisoner, was incarcerated, was imprisoned in Robben Island, the very famous Robben Island, for 13 years, 1780 up to 1793. After his freedom, he made an effort to unban Islam and establish the first masjid, Awwal Masjid in Boerkaap in the Cape Town, in Cape Town. Now if you go to the Boerkaap Awwal Masjid, you will see a Quran Sharif, a Mus'haf that is on display. That is a Quran that he had compiled while incarcerated in the loneliness of his jail cell. He did not sit there and said, despondent, what can we do? A mu'min is positive under every situation, knowing that the survival on Islam is the kalamullah ta'ala, with the various injunctions and the ahadith attached to it. And he compiled the Quran Sharif from memory. And some of his descendants have personally said to me, not one but five Quran Sharifs written in memory. He also wrote a handbook, Ma'rifatul Islami wal Iman, on the basics of aqaid and fiqh, that served as a teacher, a teaching to the initial students around that masjid, Awwal Masjid. Allama Saraqsi, a great book in Hanafi fiqh is called Al-Mabsut. The compiler is Shamsuddin Allama Saraqsi rahimahullah. Passed away in the year 483 Hijri. Now he was imprisoned in his time because he did not compromise, he did not capitulate, he did not succumb to the leaders of his time in a certain masala, and therefore he was imprisoned in harsh conditions in a dungeon. And it was his life's ambition to write a commentary on the book that preceded him, Al-Kafi of Hakim al-Shahid rahimahullah. And now he finds himself in jail. This did not deter him. From the bottom of the dungeon, he would dictate masail. His students would stand at the top of that well and write down what he dictated to them. And subhanAllah, this has become this great book, Al-Mabsut. And listen carefully, it is made up of 30 volumes, 30 long volumes in great, it is a reference book in jurisprudence, in fiqh. So many, many glorious examples. So therefore, fill up our free time. We see at present in the various dungeons the harrowing atrocities that the people of Sham had gone through under the oppressive regime of Assad and his assistants, the various Shia forces in the last 13 years, horrendous atrocities. But look at the steadfastness, look at the resilience of Iman. This should be an inspiration for us. So Jama'at al-Muslimin, value every precious moment. There are many, many avenues of good that we can do. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, various forms of dhikr, each one of them is a sadaqah. A mu'min can never ever be bored. The only thing people of Jannah will severely regret, even in the ni'mas of Jannah, will be that time in this world that passed and a person did not occupy it with the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So a mu'min can never say, I'm bored, I've got nothing to do, I don't know how to pass my time. And then in doing that, watching haram, going to haram places just to merely pass time, but putting our akhirat in great detriment. So various avenues of good. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned helping a person in their task and chore, helping to load goods is a form of sadaqah, helping a weak person not able or not expert in a certain field in that task is a great form of sadaqah. Even smiling to another Muslim to bring happiness to the heart of a mu'min brings the reward of sadaqah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that for each step you take to the masajid, it brings the reward of sadaqah. Read a beneficial kitab, Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brilliant book in the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you have nothing to give, then even saying a good word to a person brings the reward of sadaqah. And even more so, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, if I can do none of the above mentioned, then what do I do? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, at least restricting or restraining yourself from causing harm to anybody, whether verbally, physically, financially, restraining yourself from causing harm to anybody. Let us guard the tongue. Sometimes small word we say, we may just say it, but we don't know how detrimental it is. A good word said, consoling a person who may have lost a beloved one, how beneficial it is, it takes that person very, very close to Allah Ta'ala. So even restraining yourself from not harming another person, even that, this is the beauty of our deen, even that brings the reward of sadaqah. Planting a tree or a plant, or some vegetation or a tree or fruit tree, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions it, that as long as anybody takes benefit, a human being eating, birds, insects, animals will eat from it, even if somebody steals fruit from it, the person who had planted it will get the reward of a sadaqah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah to value every precious moment of our lives. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an, great alim of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, a great faqih and jurisprudent, as well as one of those whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have told other Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in to learn Quran from, his name is mentioned as one of them, foremost of them. He says, and we conclude on these beautiful words, مَا دَدِمْتُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ نَدْمِي, I do not have remorse, regret, and sorrow over anything that hurts me more than knowing that at the end of a day, the sun has set on that day. That day is gone, never to come back again. So one day in my lifespan has decreased, but I have not increased in my amal of goodness. Nothing causes me more sorrow and anxiety than that. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Let's inshallah open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible with this niyyah, to draw the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal in our country and what is happening in Mozambique as well. Many parts of the Ummah in great difficulties. To draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we have many of our locals, also many visitors. A means of connecting to the house of Allah Ta'ala, extremely beloved to Allah, is to spend on the house of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن فلنتق الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه ومن أعظمها الوقت والزمان قد أقسم الله عليه عز وجل لعظمته قائلا والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقد حذرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ضياع الوقت الثمين في حياتنا قائلا في حديث رواه سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ وقال التابعي الجليل سيدنا حسن البصري رحمه الله إنما أنت أيام فإذا ذهب يوم ذهب بعضك أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي حبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين والشام وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم ثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي نعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we're in the saf, let's try and stand as close as possible, tie our shoulders tightly so that there are no gaps that may come about once salah commences. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line, standing as close as possible in salah, ensuring that we stand in a straight line in salah, has been mentioned by our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the means of unity.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أحيث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وأجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كل عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم جزى الله عنا سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين